welcome back to the Nutramedical Report for Friday, and it is the 16th of June. Hard to believe how fast the month is going by. Lots of important information to cover from Europe with Harley Schlanger in Germany. Go ahead, Harley.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Very good. Did 5 hours of broadcasting yesterday.
Oh, well, that's a good start to the week. I guess it's actually we're at the
it's end toward of the end of the week, so, but it was important. We did another show on Revolution Radio for Mr. Rowe, R-H-O, and that'll be posted up on our RSS feed, which is great because all these shows are posted up all over the place now. And we need to do some live stream video. You don't need to be actually on video. If you want to, we can just connect by Skype and put your voice up and go through PowerPoint or just go to some of the links, because you guys at the Lewis Foundation have some of the most important information, not only for America, but the planet.
Well, I think the lead development has to be the continuing desperation of those who are trying to stop the unstoppable. It's like King Canute trying to stop the waves. The new paradigm is gaining adherence, it's gaining strength as rapidly as the old paradigm is collapsing.
Right.
And we see the old guard of the old paradigm, the Bush crowd, the Hillary Clinton crowd, trying to hold on. And they think as long as they can run a slander operation against Donald Trump, they can minimally tie his hands so he can't do anything, and possibly trick someone like Sessions into inadvertently falling into a trap or something of that sort. And fortunately, nothing like that happened with Sessions. In the meantime, you have the report that Mueller is engaging in an all-out fishing expedition against Trump.
Well, he's a skull and bonesman, and he's a friend of Comey. And to be honest with you, he should recuse himself immediately because, as far as I'm concerned, any further actions from this point on the part of Mueller are criminal.
Mueller, you may not know this, was the lead Justice Department official initially in the Get LaRouche task force back in the 1980s.
Doesn't surprise me.
So we're very familiar with this guy.
This guy's a bonesman. He came on a week before 9/11, brought on by George Bush Jr. This is a maniac, and there's no way this man, best friends with Comey, should be doing any investigations or widening it, especially under the current circumstances.
Well, here's something that should be asked. Why was he covering up for the Saudi role in terrorism?
Right.
He was one of the people who was responsible for storehousing 80,000 pages of documents from in the FBI headquarters in Sarasota, Florida, that related to some of the so-called 9/11 hijackers who were in Florida going to these flight training schools.
Right.
He personally made sure that those documents disappeared, and they finally were forced to release them to a judge's office in Sarasota, Florida, and the judge has been spending a year and a half now going through them. It's one judge with 80,000 FBI documents, which are heavily redacted. But this was Mueller's work. Mueller has three claims to fame. One was his role in the Get LaRouche task force. Secondly, his role in helping to set up the post 9/11 police state. And third, covering up for the Saudis. Now, the other thing that's interesting in this is the Three Stooges, as I call them, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan, have all come out in the last month, and I just wrote an article on this today. They've all come out acknowledging two things. One, that they have no evidence of collusion, that they know what happened, they know there was meddling, but yes, it's true, there's no smoking gun. That's why we have to investigate, they say. And then the second point they make is that under no circumstances should the U.S. ever engage in friendly relations with Russia. I think I mentioned this last week on the
right,
program.
Exactly.
Clapper went as far as saying it's in the Russian genes to oppose Western democracies. Well, that shows that Clapper, besides being a liar, is also ignorant, because even under the Tsar, the Russians defended the American Revolution against the British. So you know, the fact that you have a bunch of amateurs who lie, who cheat, who kill, and then we see what happened this last week with the shooting that took place in Alexandria, Virginia.
Right.
And the important thing that Mr. LaRouche was saying about this is that they're creating a climate where an assassination can take place.
Exactly. They're trying to create a public persona, a narrative, and a theme so that if you get crazies like this guy that shot up the baseball park, they will attempt to try to assassinate Trump or members of his family.
And they'll use the crazies as the patsies in the same way they did with Lee Harvey Oswald. And the important thing here is that this didn't happen in a vacuum. You had the Kathy Griffin bloody head of Trump. You have the Trump as the performance of Shakespeare in the Park of Julius Caesar, with the character Julius Caesar looks exactly like Trump. And of course, the scene where Brutus and others stab him is very brutal in that performance.
Right.
And then you have all these editorials saying Trump either has to be impeached or removed in some other way. And there even have been journalists, such as the former or the current editor of Die Zeit in Germany, who was asked, what's the solution to the Trump problem? And he said, murder in the White House.
Wow.
So they're creating...
I honestly think that anybody saying that kind of thing, clap him in irons now, put him under civil detention permanently until the war is over.
Well,
I don't want any wiggle room in this at all. I'm angry, even at Trump, at not coming down with a hammer on these maniacs.
Well, imagine what would have happened if someone would have said that about Obama. You would have had holy hell raised in the media. They would have destroyed the person's life. And yet, it's every single day. The London Spectator had an article saying that every 40 or 50 years an American president is assassinated. This time it's been longer. It's overdue. So you have these
exactly.
kinds of moodings from so-called opinion makers. And the Washington Post is so despicable in this, because if you want to know where the next so-called scandal is going to come from, you look at the Washington Post. They were the ones who put out the story completely anonymously that Trump was about to fire Mueller, that Trump should fire Mueller.
Oh, of course.
But this was put out in the Washington Post to preempt the firing. Then the story that Mueller is investigating Trump now for obstruction. You know, asserting your non-guilt to the FBI is obstruction of justice.
Oh, gosh. That's so crazy, isn't it? Is that crazy or what? Repeatedly saying I'm not guilty is literally saying, come get me.
Yeah. This is the upside down world we live in right now. And
no, it's just a criminal world. Mueller should go to jail. Comey should go to jail, as you say, the Three Stooges. If Hillary Clinton was put in jail, we start grabbing all the Pedogate people, grabbing all the Muslim activists, grabbing all the MS-13, putting them in jail or deporting them out of the country, things would change. Pulling the FCC certificates for MSNBC and CNN, and pulling the licenses for major newspapers that continue to bash the president unreasonably. This is not journalism. This is sedition. There's a big difference.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that's not getting much coverage in the U.S. press, which is extremely important, there are two things. One is the Russian-U.S. coordination now in destroying the ISIS-Al-Qaeda operations in Mosul and Raqqa. Mosul
right.
in Iraq, where the U.S. forces are playing a lead role through the Kurds and others. And then in Raqqa, the so-called capital of ISIS in Syria, where the Syrian army and the Russians and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard have surrounded, have taken back some of the areas and are mowing down the ISIS terrorists. Now, there have been a couple of instances where U.S. troops have shot or U.S.-backed forces have shot at Syrian army officials or army personnel. Lavrov and Tillerson have been in contact, the Russian foreign minister with the U.S. Secretary of State. And the U.S. military, CENTCOM, is now saying we are in daily and more often than daily communication with the Russians to coordinate the activities. So this is extremely important. And
it's
this
extremely
is
extremely logical. It's crazy that anybody thinks this is anything other than logic.
Yeah. But what are they doing to try and screw it up? You have the British pulling the Saudis into this anti-Qatar operation. Now, You know, the Saudis accusing the Qataris of funding terrorism is, you know, like Al Capone calling Babyface Nelson a criminal. You know, this is a criminal operation. The Gulf Cooperation Council and the Saudis are the leading funders of terrorism. And this is an attempt to take away from the effort that's going on between the Russians and the United States to crush terrorism. So I think this is important for people to realize that, you know, the game is being played out, the great game of the British to try and protect their assets. Now, Bill, I don't know if you've seen any of this, but the Oliver Stone interview with Putin is fascinating.
I saw parts of it because parts of it were pulled out and put on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. I mean, Putin comes across as a very brilliant strategist.
Right.
Calm, cool. And what we've been discussing, what Mr. LaRouche appreciates about him, you can see in these interviews. He's not acting rashly. He goes through a history of post-World War II. He goes through a history of the Soviet Union. Who are the oligarchs? What are the problems Russia's facing? And then in the near the end of the first hour, when the question of terrorism comes up, he says, "I'm sad to say, but our American partners have been involved in supporting the terrorists."
Well, it's wonderful for him to come clean on that, because it's obvious when you have pictures of McCain, that's why they even refer to it everywhere in the world. If anybody has sense, and I have contacts in the intel agencies, they call it McCain's army.
Yeah.
ISIS. It's ridiculous. Well, McCain needs to go to a psychiatric institute. He's too crazy to put in prison.
Well, I would agree with you on that. Mick Insane is his nickname now.
Right.
And his little girl, Lindsey Graham. So, in any case, the people should watch these Putin interviews. I mean, you saw the same thing with the Megyn Kelly interview. The main thing about the Megyn Kelly interview with Putin is you see what a flunky she is for the mainstream media.
Well,
trying
Alex Jones apparently released part of her of the tape of the interview coming up this Sunday on NBC, but she's threatening him, and of course threatening Alex is a really stupid thing to do. She's threatening to release the entire interview. And it's if you think she lost 42% of an audience already, when Alex goes there, she may actually get more audience, because now she's going to be shoved from the Uber left into being basically having to defend her position with Alex Jones. That's going to be funny.
Well, what Alex Jones released today was the pre-interview call, where she basically explained why she wanted to interview him, where she says things like, "I've been obsessed with you. Don't worry, there'd be no tricks in this interview." So what he did is he caught her on tape, basically lying. to arrange the interview. So her...
And I saw the video parts of the 1 minute 7 seconds, and she's trying right away, you know. She talks about the school shooting. She talks about this and that. Talks about 9/11 and the inside job. She literally tries to tear him apart with stupid, open-ended, leftist questions that are not based on any facts.
Well, I think the important thing is, and more important than the Alex Jones interview, obviously, is how Putin handled Megyn Kelly. Because at a certain point, when she asked him for about the 30th time, "Well, did you meddle in the U.S. elections?" he just said, "Have you people lost your minds?" And that's the relevant question. Have the American people who are tolerating this ongoing Russian narrative, meanwhile, we have real problems we have to address in this country.
Well, let me draw something out that I think you've talked about for years on this program, and Lyndon's pushed for five decades plus. What Trump wants to do is a multipolar world where there's peace because of trade. And not stupid trade. He wants globalism, but he wants trade where it's win-win with nation states, not a conglomeration of nations to make group treaties where bureaucrats run everything. What the bankers want to do, and what the left wants to do, and the Democrats want to do, is a unipolar America that dominates the world, economically, cybernetically, financially, etc. And they don't care if they have to create dialectics to bring about nuclear war or whatever. And the fact is that Donald Trump is in line with the philosophy and the ideas of Putin, because Putin wants to see the resurgence of Russia. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to take over all the territory of the satellite countries, but it means they're going to have influence. They need to, for example, renegotiate the idea of what is NATO and why is NATO on their back doorstep. They need to renegotiate the idea that they're going to have a Belt and Road Trade Treaty, that the independent nations have to have a lot of control over that their portion of the road and the railways, etc., and that's what the Chinese are trying to do. What I see happening is the bankers are losing their heads because they want total control of the European banking system through the American dollar and through American military might to dominate the world for the bankers.
Well, Bill, their system's collapsing. Their system's
I know that.
Collapsing.
That's my point, is they're losing their marbles. They're going crazy. Well,
and here's just an example. The negotiations of the last couple of days over Greece. While they're negotiating another bailout package for Greece, which will never be paid back and will just impose more misery on the Greek people. I mean, I met a Greek member of the European Parliament the other day, and she said, how is starving taxi drivers in Athens contributing to European peace and security?
Right. 2 years ago, I remember a story in the fall 2 years ago of a woman and her son who jumped off the bridge in Syntagma Square to kill themselves because they realized with the austerity fascism of the European Union, they can't even sell their excess olive oil and feta cheese. It's just evil. There's no other word for it. It's not even bad business. It's just evil.
Well, here's what's happening, though, as the so-called Greek negotiations were underway. You had a bank in Spain, Banco Popular, which is bankrupt, bad real estate deals, the continuation of the 2008 policy. And what happened is they went ahead with a bail-in, and they took money from, I think, 2,400 people who were conned into buying bonds in the bank, which they were told were safe. And what they did is they let the bad debts sit with the bank that's being bailed in. The European Union allowed the Spanish government to come up with some money, which went to Banco Santander, one of the biggest banks in the world, which was allowed to take over this bank's assets for €1.
Really?
Now,
wow.
As this was becoming known in Europe and people were scratching their heads saying, what? Two banks in Italy underwent the same process, and in one of them was 4,500 people who had money in the bank, the Banco Veneto. These were people who had had put between 5 and 10,000 euros into special bonds that they were told were 10-year bonds that would pay back 10% at the end of the 10 years, 10% annually at the end of the 10 years.
Right.
Now, not only are those bonds gone, well, the bonds aren't gone, they're still sitting in the bank, but 25% of the money that the depositors had in those bonds was taken by the bank.
Whoa, that's called a haircut. Remember they used to say they were going to do a haircut? Only the blade is set below their chin.
Yeah.
It's called a decapitation.
So this is what the brilliant geniuses of the European Union are doing while they're proclaiming the great success of the bail-in policy, because they're saying people realize this is the only option, so there's no rebellion. There will be a rebellion. It's going to hit with maximum force at some point in the next months ahead, especially when they have to do this with some of the bigger banks. One of the banks in Italy was taken over by UniCredit, which is the second largest bank in Italy and is the second most bankrupt bank in Italy. That's the bank that's also connected to Bank Austria and several others that are bankrupt.
Yeah, well, bumper hit us right away. We want you to repeat that when we come back, Charlie.
Yeah.
Got some information here about
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. So, Harley, repeat what you just told me on the break. This is pretty nasty. I have information, for example, that Mueller came on not only a week before 9/11, but hid the documents and destroyed them, showing the anthrax attack against the Congress, members of Congress, that he is a Republican member of the Ripon Society. He's a skull and bonesman. He's best friends with Clapper and Mueller and all these other characters that are that you call the Get Trump team. It's ridiculous. Please give us those details.
Well, it's worth looking at each of them individually, but as a team, let me start with that. Brennan, in his testimony about a month ago, went through the origins of the Get Trump team, and he said there were some suspicious connections that were brought to his attention. Now, who brought them to his attention? British intelligence, the GCHQ. The General Command Headquarters of the British Five Eyes operation. The director of that, who, by the way, had also been involved in the weapons of mass destruction dossier that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction that was passed on through Tony Blair. This operation in London was going after Trump back in the spring and early summer of 2015, even before Trump had first announced for president. And so they were compiling this dossier, and they went to Brennan. And Brennan, after looking at it, and this is Brennan, Obama's CIA director, Brennan decided it was necessary to establish a task force. And he brought in Mike Rogers, who was at the NSA, and Rogers is someone who is not fully gung-ho on the coup team, and that's why they're going after him. But the other two people besides Brennan were Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, and Comey at the FBI. And that team started in June of 2016 with the investigation of Trump's Russian connection. Now, here's the important thing. Besides the fact that this was a British-instigated operation and that these guys were fully involved in it, how could such supposedly great intelligence professionals in the course of a year not come up with a single shred of evidence of Trump's collusion, though they talk about it all the time? Comey, when he was asked in his testimony, do you believe that there was Russian meddling? He said, absolutely. Do you believe there was collusion with Trump? Absolutely. Do you have any evidence? The way Clapper answered that question is, well, you mean is there a smoking gun in all this smoke? Well, so far we haven't found one. That's why we have to keep investigating. So, in other words, Dr. Bill, there's an investigation going on for the murders you committed 10 years ago. The fact that there's no evidence means they have to do more investigating.
Right. That's ridiculous. The people that are doing the investigations at this stage need to go to prison. And they need to throw away the key. This is a war where, under the War Powers Act, we should consider this an act of sedition. In any other regime in any other century, they would either go to prison or be executed.
Well, and you have to look at what it is they're trying to stop. They're trying to stop the drive toward war. Or, I'm sorry, they're trying to stop the fight against the drive toward war,
right,
which they support.
They want war.
They're
they
supporters of a war doctrine.
Right.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton was committed to continuing Obama's policy of war with Russia and China, which would end up as a nuclear war of extinction for humanity. And so Trump said, we're not going to do that. We're going in a different direction. And that shows that he's obviously an agent of Vladimir Putin.
Wow.
So that's, I mean, this is, you couldn't even write a bad spy novel with this as a theme.
Yeah, it's very straightforward. Trump needs to get Congress to pass a War Powers Act, and he needs to put an executive order beforehand to say, look, this is the policy I want. We need a clean house and get all these people out of the government that are, you know, since plants that are trying to destroy it or seditiously take over the government. People like this one, Reality Winner, who's not a winner at all, Reality Loser. What a stupid name. But all these top-notch people like Comey, Hillary Clinton, Podesta, all these other people need to go to jail forever.
Well, Comey admitted that he was one of the leakers.
I can't believe how nervy he is. He's so nervy to leak it and admit it, and he just sits there smiling with his puffy eyes.
Well, thinking, the media says that's why he's a hero.
Because he lies to your face.
Yeah.
And he tells you, yeah, I'm a criminal, I did it. What of it?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Go to jail, Comey. We're not even going to give you a cell with a tall ceiling so you'll bump your head. How's that? Crazy. Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. Yeah, this is amazing. You know, we've got Robert Mueller putting terrorist training documents out of the FBI computers. Mueller has purged all terrorist training documents from the FBI computers. Mitch McConnell is okay with appointing Robert Mueller for the so-called Russian investigation. I mean, this gets more and more sick. And there's a lot of people, if I was giving policy to Trump, I'd say a lot of people need to get zip-tied and hauled off to prison. And in the Civil Detention and War Powers Act, they need to have the key thrown away.
Well, one other example of the bipartisan insanity in Washington was the vote on Thursday by a 98-2 margin in the Senate to extend sanctions against Russians.
How crazy is that? Really?
This is when, in Europe, we're beginning to see a break with the sanctions policy. The foreign minister of Austria and the foreign minister of Germany today said that the EU announced a ruling that is against the Nord Stream pipeline. And this was something that was part of the U.S. Congress saying that the Europeans that accept the natural gas through the Northern Stream pipeline from Russia will be right. violating sanctions. So the Sigmar Gabriel, who's not a good guy, he's the Social Democrat foreign minister of Germany, and Sebastian Kurz, who's not a bad guy, the foreign minister of Austria, came out and said, how in the world can the U.S. Congress tell us we can't get gasoline from Russia?
I know.
We can't get natural gas from Russia.
You can't from the Leviathan field south of Cyprus. There's not enough oil. And so if you don't get gas and oil from Russia, especially as we're heading in the next 2 years into an ice age, they're going to freeze in the dark. It's stupid. Well, and if they think that all of their little solar panels along the German highways and so on are going to replace, liquid natural gas or oil from Russia, they're crazy.
Well, they know it's not. I mean, the windmills, my 3-year-old son, when we're driving on the highway from Potsdam to Berlin, there are a group of windmills, and every time he sees it, he looks out and he says, stupid windmills. They're not even turning. There's not wind most of the time. So, and they're subsidized extensively. They subsidize wind and solar and geothermal. And
most of these windmills will not even turn until you hit about 11 to 17 miles per hour. That's only a tiny fraction of the time. It's craziness.
Well,
and then they don't store the energy in the form of hydrogen, or like my nephew has developed, right, a technology for storing power as compressed air, and he's selling it to Russia and China and all over the world. And Danielle Deagle-Fong, half Chinese, half Norwegian, who is my name, Norwegian. And I can't believe that these morons think that they're going to just transition into, quote, alternative energy completely in Germany. They've shut down all their nuclear reactors, which I don't like nuclear reactors, but switch them over to LNG, liquid natural gas, and buy it from Russia. It's stupid.
Well, they're shutting down. They're shutting down coal also. But the point here is, if you actually believe in freedom of trade, how do you then say that a country that needs the natural gas can't buy it from Russia, or the companies, well, the German companies, will be sanctioned?
That's as meddlesome on the part of both Democrats and Republicans to vote like this in the Senate. To me, it's insanity. Who the hell do they think they are?
Well, and this is what Putin said. He said, "Have you lost your minds over there?"
I think we have. Because, and it's not just it's not just Democrats either. There's a lot of crazy Republicans too.
Yeah, you see it in the Trump is actually trying to do something on infrastructure. He was in Cincinnati last week and spoke very beautifully about the fact that we have 100-year-old locks on the Ohio River, and there's right. still a significant amount of coal that comes from western Pennsylvania and West Virginia, goes down the Ohio River for the steel mills in Indiana and Illinois. Now, these locks are 100 years old, but more importantly, there's no company that's producing replacement locks because this is such an old technology.
Oh, yeah, I know. Crazy.
So if these locks break down, all the traffic along the Ohio River will be shut down. And so Trump just said that we can develop new systems that will work, but it's got to be done quickly. Now, in the United States, there was a repairing of locks on an area in northern Mississippi that took 6 years. In right. China, they do it in 6 months.
You know, it's regulations primarily.
Well, partly regulatory, partly you have to constantly resubmit the financing. The financing has to go through, when it's government, it has to go through certain kinds of channels. And if it's private, they won't invest unless they can get a quick return. So you have Republicans who are saying any infrastructure must pay for itself. Well, infrastructure by its nature does not pay for itself in terms of dollar to dollar for spent for versus return. What it does is it increases the productivity of the economy as a whole.
Yeah, you can't connect that unless you use the nonlinear equations and you're three or four steps separated from the initial investment. You're not going to, unless you have a toll road, there's no way you know how the investment's going to return. It's ridiculous.
Well, and toll roads don't really work either, because the companies that are talking about private partnerships on toll roads, like the Greenway project in Northern Virginia, it's now $6.50 to go about 12 miles from Dulles Airport into Northern Virginia.
What?
Yeah. And New York City, it's now getting close to $20. I think it's $16 when I was there.
You should have a little thing inside your car whenever you drive one of these things, especially if you have an electronic toll road thing. It goes ding, ding, ding every time you get dinged.
Yeah. So, you know, the Republican ideology of free markets.
Did you say ideology?
Ideology, that's right.
Ideology, I think. That's another deal.
This is undermining Trump.
Yeah.
And Trump is not an ideologue. Trump is someone who wants to get something done. And he is studying the Hamiltonian system. He's been talking about it. You have some people like Lighthizer, his senior trade representative, who have written books on Hamilton. There are some people in there who know how to do this. And it's a way in which government funds are made available, but not taxpayer money. It's called new infusions of Treasury credit. This is what Kennedy was doing when he was killed. This is what Lincoln did to allow the United States to not just have a transcontinental railroad, but to build up a steel and iron and coal industry around it.
Right.
So it's one of these examples. You know, Hamilton's program not only paid off the national debt, but allowed the United States to become an industrial nation. And that was the source of our wealth.
Right.
So these idiots who are looking for dollar-to-dollar bottom-line return over the two-month or six-month or even a 12-month period, that's what's destroying economic thinking. And I attended a lecture recently in Berlin where someone who used to run the Russian railways was speaking. And he said, look, we figured this out a long time ago. When you use London School of Economics planning methods, you end up deciding to scrap any modernization of the rail system because it, quote, doesn't pay for itself. He said, meantime, look at China. They've lifted 300 million people out of poverty in the last decade. They're
right.
creating new cities. And he said they're now getting their debt under control because they have a regulated banking system which doesn't allow speculators to take money from the government or from their depositors.
Right. In fact, that system, they didn't mess around either. They jailed bankers that messed around with their system, didn't they?
They shot a few bankers. And
oh, you
look
mean
at
they give them the ultimate treatment. They say, we take care of you, boom, boom. They didn't go to prison. They went to
now,
the grave.
In Iceland, they did send bankers to prison.
Yeah.
In the United States, we gave them super bonuses. And
yeah,
said
so they could buy bigger yachts.
Yeah, and younger wives.
Oh, my.
So, you know, this is where Trump is being harmed by the Republicans who are saying to him, drop the whole Russia and China thing, because that's getting you in trouble. And let's go back to the total deregulation of banking. Now, what they're doing is they're using the antagonism, the legitimate anger at the Dodd-Frank bill, which is a phony bill that was pushed through by Barney Frank and Obama, which basically gave the big banks whatever they want. They're using the anger against that to push an even bigger deregulation bill. That's the Financial Choice Act of Hensarling, who's a Texas Republican who was a protege of Phil Gramm. Hensarling was asked by the Hill newspaper, well, what about Glass-Steagall? He said, we don't want Glass-Steagall. He said, my bill is better than Glass-Steagall. His bill would take us back to the 1920s and the total deregulation of banking. So we're dealing with a bunch of, as you would say, idiotologues, I guess, or I can't remember exactly how you put it, but people who are putting their free trade ideology ahead of the idea of economic nationalism.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that Trump gets things done because he's a pragmatist. And it drives his people on both sides. I call them the Republicraps and the Demon Rats. And both are bad.
Well, he's got to do some things quickly, and what LaRouche said
yesterday...
Oh, yeah,
he's got to start doing some geopolitical surgery is what he has to do.
Well, LaRouche said, start with New York City. Trump knows the New York City situation. The infrastructure there is rotting, it's collapsing, it's impossible. And the Chinese held a conference in New York yesterday where they said, we're willing to come in with money, with personnel, with plans to work with you to address this.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to go.
Yeah.
So the what I concluded in the article I wrote today for our German paper is that the best way to defeat the coup, there are two things you have to do. One is you just have to say, what's wrong with these guys? Why are they so, have their panties in a bunch? What is it that's causing them to go so crazy? It's that they're losing control and their system's collapsing. Then secondly, he's got to start delivering on the promises for jobs. That means Glass-Steagall to end the speculative banking system, and then secondly, infrastructure credit, federal credit for infrastructure, not government debt, but new infusions of credit through the banking system into those productive companies that will build the infrastructure. That's not a socialist policy or a big government policy. That's how our nation was built. That's what the founding fathers did.
Yeah.
Now, if he were to do that, Bill, and start creating those jobs that pay well and get people off the streets and give them something to live for, he'd have no problem in 2018 or in 2020.
Well, I can tell you, let me give you my idea, and it's probably like LaRouche. I don't believe in guaranteeing an income, but I call it workfare. and you, and it doesn't matter if you're quadriplegic and you're stuck in an apartment, we give you a cyberspace interface. You give somebody a job and you top up their income so they have a decent wage, which doesn't hit the employer. So you don't guarantee a minimum wage, which will kill business. But on the other hand, you guarantee that you have to work for it. Now, if your physical capabilities are only such that you can only work X number of hours a day or week, that's fine. But we should give some dignity back to people, and also the ability to take care of themselves, to eat decent food, have a warm apartment, and be able to buy gasoline for their little car. To me, this is disgusting that we don't do this. And I'm not talking about socialism. I'm talking about American decency. And if someone has a health condition like Obamacare, this idea of death panels is evil. We need to get away from malpractice, state licensure, fee-for-service, pay doctors and health professionals an hourly wage, get rid of insurance and go to a value-added tax and send it directly to the county where citizen groups and physician, nurses, chiropractors, OMD, ordinary medical doctors, literally determine how that money is going to be spent.
Well, Bill, and what you're talking about, what you're talking about is basically the American system. It's not socialism, but the free trade globalists have argued that unless there's no government, you have socialism. Well, the founding fathers set up a government.
Right.
They set up a government to give the people a protection against the private interests that were the British Empire.
The citizens in the county, along with the health providers that provide the services, would be the ones in control, not local politicians from the state or the federal, and not setting up standards of care so they can de-license doctors if they don't behave a certain way, and having ways of monitoring doctors so if they have holes in their knowledge base, send them back for re-education, don't have malpractice, do recruit them. I see it all the time where I see major doctors are making 7, 10, 15, 20, 30 million a year. They get away with murder because they know the board president and the members of the board of examiners in the state, and regular doctors in a solo practice get harassed over minor things. It's obscene. It's sick. And there's even groups fighting each other where one group of, say, neurosurgeons or orthopedic surgeons is fighting another, not because one has got better surgical procedures. It's simply because they're competitors.
Bill, let me just throw in one final quick point because we're almost out of time. Look at what's happening in the United Kingdom. The Tory party, which is penny-pinching, politically correct fools, are collapsing. Because the people of England see their country collapsing.
Well, the young people are going even to, they're going to Corbyn, not because he's a great guy, he has a bit of personality, but he's a Marxist, not the kind of Marxist I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Marxism. I'm talking about giving the power back to the people to spend their money they buy when they buy goods. To me, what we have situations, young people are frustrated in Britain. They can't afford an apartment. They can't afford decent food. They can't. They're being in debt to their eyeballs. Here in America, the rules with debt ruin you. You can't own a home, you can't buy a car. It's crazy.
One more point quickly. The environmentalists are probably responsible for those deaths in that fire because of the requirements they have of insulation, which is bad insulation, and it cuts the costs for the people who are building it, but it doesn't allow for protecting the buildings at all. We'll have a story on this on the LaRouche PAC website, that it's greeny environmentalism that's responsible, combined with penny-pinching Tories, that's responsible for those deaths.
So the penny-pinching Tories were over the engineers that could have said, if a floor goes on fire, it won't go to the next floor. I mean, that's what's designed. Even back in the initial World Trade Center towers, they tried to design it so it wouldn't spread from one floor to another.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. And you know darn well, if you did an autopsy on the construction and the engineers and everything and the influence, that's probably exactly what happened.
Well, it's engineers who are blowing the whistle on the government in England.
Right. Wow. Sick. Politicians getting their way into engineering buildings, healthcare. They need to keep their damn fingers out.
Talk to you next week, Bill.
Thank you, Harley. Again, the vision of the future involves empowering the people with the truth. And stop fighting with Russia and China and working on trade. Trade obviates and prevents war.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. Last evening, between 5 and 7 p.m. Pacific, I did a two-hour show with Mr. Rowe. That's his radio name over at Revolution Radio. That will be posted up on our RSS feed and on Deagle Network here probably later today. A couple of announcements. Looking at some of the latest. From LaRouche, we have, of course, our latest links. Stop the coup against President. 10-minute video. What are the real issues behind all this, which we talked about on the show today? The guns are out for Trump. He must move fast to join the Silk Road, destroy Glass-Steagall. Damn the Russia hype gate. Listen to LaRouche and Federal Credit now. Federal Credit to get the infrastructure going, to rebuild New York, the airports, the roadways, the tunnels, start high-speed rail, bring in the Chinese engineers to try to help speed that process up. This is craziness that we haven't started. I want to see Trump become the first high-speed rail president. And infrastructure, recycling, all the waste that we have so we don't end up with giant dumps. They should be all converted to down to molecular recycling. So that's That's what I see there. This couple of interesting stories. Trump approval is now hitting 50%, probably after he announced that he was going to not kick out the DACA kids and their parents, which is what I've said all along. I said, I'll put money on it. I'm not a gambler. And I argued with people, including relatives, saying that they thought, you're crazy, Bill. No, I'm not crazy. I'm logical. I look at the evidence and I see Trump is not a racist, not a misogynist, and certainly not against any group, even Muslims. He's against terrorism, period. So we can make a new reform form of Islam here in America by getting people to sign over that they put the Constitution first, not Sharia law, honor killing, or genital sexual mutilation. We need to jail those with metadata that indicate that they are planning terrorism on American soil, whether they're traveling or not. And we also need to have a speedy immigration system, a speedy work system, so people want to stay Mexican but want to come up here, not crawling across the desert and dying in air-conditioned buses with bottled water and ship them back. And if you need to and you think it's necessary, use a tracker system so that we can know exactly where they are at any one time. No one who's not an American citizen should vote, pushed by Governor Brown and by the abominator and not a criminal, who, by the way, is not an American and was an illegal president. So it looks like Illinois may be one of the first states to file for bankruptcy. Isn't it funny? This state run by the same fools that run Chicago. That's pretty amazing. Venezuelan mobs kick and burn thieves and lynching epidemic. Wow, because of course what's going on is that they've disarmed the public there, so they're going crazy. We have my favorite show over at Fox used to be Hannity. It's now Tucker Carlson. And of course we've got the, I'm not even going to mention her name because it's so obscene what these people are doing in the other networks trying to attack Trump with crazy comments, crazy statements, or even veiled threats to actually assassinate the president. They need to go to jail and lose their license to broadcast. Please, Donald Trump, do something serious really soon. Stop this craziness. Start a dialogue with both sides, but anybody who doesn't want a dialogue, stick them in jail. If they're threatening, if they're doing plays like this guy that did, this play Julius Caesar in the park, he needs to go to the big house and stay there while this so-called social war is on. It's not just against Islam. It's a social war dividing the country and the world. Back in a moment. Hour two coming up.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious...
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to